Our Jeff West Locker Room Chatter continues tonight. It is brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. We're joined now by Tigers boys basketball coach. That is Joe Smith. Coach, you guys get right back to it here after a couple weeks off for the holiday break. You got three games this week. You have already knocked out two of them. Let's start with the game Monday night on the road at Perry Lecompton. Boy, the Cavs have been playing some good basketball. 8-2 on the year, but you guys gave them one of their two losses. 65-60 on the road, always a tough place to play. Had to feel good probably for you and your coaching staff to see the way your team played out of the break against a very good Perry Lecompton team.
Absolutely. And, the Jeff West-Perry rivalry is a long-standing one, and I've kind of, learned about it since I've been there. But, the guys are always amped up to play, when we play Perry, and I think it's that way both ways. So, they showed up ready to play, played with a ton of energy, made some timely shots, and the game was, it was a huge game of runs. We jumped out to an early lead. Perry cut the lead, took a lead, and it was just kind of, back and forth game down the stretch where we were, ultimately able to pull it out.
And you guys go back to back with a game Tuesday night. You returned home, taking on a very good Rossville team. Rossville certainly going to be in the mix, I would think, in that upper half of the Big East League standings once we get closer to the end of February. But Rossville able to get the win, and, we were talking a little bit off the air before we popped on here just about the back-to-backs and, how challenging it can be for your players, especially coming out of the break and just getting right back into it, bang-bang. And obviously, as we mentioned, Rossville able to get the win. But how'd you kind of see that one play out on Tuesday night?
Rossville, they came out with a ton of energy. And, they didn't play Monday night, so
right.
We just didn't have the energy that they had, and we tried, but we just couldn't muster up enough to keep up with that energy. But Rossville is a really good team. They got a lot of options to score the ball, a lot of length and athleticism, and they get up and down and they play fast. And the back to back is no excuse for us. Like, we talked about it before the game. Like, it's, we played last night, but there's no excuse. We got a game, so we got to, put our shoes on and go out there and play. And we just couldn't muster up enough energy. And a big thing, I think that hurt us last night is we got, a bunch of guys that play heavy minutes. We got some top heavy, and we don't sub a lot. So, for guys to come into, another game, especially a game, high energy game that probably drained them with Perry, and then to bounce back and go right into that Rossville game was, it's quite a bit for, high school teams, especially coming out of break. But, we got to find ways to keep competing and staying in games and, keep trying to get wins.
Yeah, let's see how your team bounces back. That loss to Rossville snapped a four-game win streak, but you guys have been playing some good ball up until then. Now you get a couple days off here, so a little bit of extra practice time, before the road trip to Riley County on Friday. What can you tell us about Riley County? Sure, it's maybe not a ton of in-depth information, as you're probably, again, just trying to get some things right with your squad, but a Riley County team that's coming off a loss to Holton this week by 4, but obviously you want to end the week on a strong note, get a win, but third game in about 5 days. What can you tell us about Riley County, what you're hoping to see from your team on Friday?
Take today off, but, we'll get – have a light day, kind of clean up some stuff that we need to clean up, watch some film, make sure we get, good stretches in and get some shots up and just clean up some stuff on our end. And then we'll focus on Riley on tomorrow. But from what I've seen in some of the games that I've watched of them, I haven't seen the Holton game yet. But, the similar team to last year's group, just a, well-coached team. They try to get up and play fast a little bit. They shoot the three ball well, which is something that they did last year as well. So similar style of play to Perry. We'll just have to, be able to locate shooters, find guys in transition, and see what we can do.
There it is, Joe Smith, Jeff West boys basketball coach. Couple of games already in the tally column this week. A win against Perry Lecompton, hard fought Monday night. A loss to Rossville the next night on Tuesday. A couple days off here. They'll get Riley County on the road to end this week on Friday. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, sir.